Hey friend, are you looking for some encouragement today? It is my deepest prayer that this episode blesses you and just lifts that darkness off of you today. See you on the other side. Do you wish you were able to show up more calm and present for your friends and family? What would it be like if you were more balanced and positive? What if you could stop telling yourself that you never have enough time or money? How could your life change? Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms, the inspiring mental health podcast. My name is Melanie Borbo. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm a certified health coach with years of experience helping people overcome depression and anxiety with holistic health solutions and life enhancements. If this episode blesses you, please share it with others who may need the help. And also, leave me a review, as it warms my heart tremendously to know that I've actually helped you in some way. So may the great God Almighty bless you and keep you, my friend. I'm sure you've heard about the power of prayer. At least I hope you've heard about the power of prayer. You know, I have been journaling, like I have prayer journals that I have started since writing in since 2017. And I have tracked prayer for every single day since I started this in 2017. And I'm here to tell you that prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have. I could talk about prayer forever. I love to pray. I'm a strong prayer warrior, praying for people all the time. And I see amazing things happen. And then just recently, I read this book. Well, actually, there's three books in this series, and they're all on prayer warriors, right? It's just stories of different people and how their lives have been impacted and affected by others praying for them. And it just reminded me again how important it is to have people that are standing in the gap for us. When we are in a dark place, when we're in a hard spot, you know, in life, it is so important for us to know that we have people in our corner that are praying for us, that are hitting their knees for us. And it's important that we do the same thing for other people. So, you know what, that's what I wanted to do in this podcast today, was I wanted to pray for you. I want you to know that even though you may be having a hard time, even though things might look a little grim, there are people praying for you, and I am one of them. I may not know you personally, but I know what I know about you as a whole, and that prayer is going to work because prayer works for every single person. Maybe not right away, and maybe not in the way that we expect or the way that we want, I guess I should say. Because I believe that God answers prayers in three ways. His answer is either yes, no, or not now. And so when we can really understand that every prayer is heard, God hears every prayer, but he chooses which ones get the certain answer because of what he knows each of us need. And that to me is the most amazing thing, is that, you know, we can pray to God about certain things or about, and yet maybe the answer that we get is very, very different from what we think we want. But the beautiful part is that when you get to know God and you trust God with everything that you have, and the only way that you can get to know him and trust him is by reading his word, the Bible. But when you actually trust him, you can trust that whatever the outcome is, whatever the answer is to that specific prayer, is the perfect one. It's the right one. Even if it's not what we would have, you know, what we want, it is what we would have chosen if we could see the whole picture, the end from the, you know, and beginning from the end, which God can. And God knows every hair in our head, and God has every good intention for us. And so I want to pray for you today, my friend, because, well, I just want you to be blessed. I just want you to be able to listen to this podcast as many times as you need to, on any day that you need to, and know that I am praying for you. Okay. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your almighty greatness, Lord. You are bigger than anything of this world. You have known us You know, from the womb, you know every hair on our heads. And Father God, you are love. You are called, you've called us to know your love and to share your love. And so, Father, I pray for this beautiful person that is listening to this podcast right now. I pray, Lord God, that you lift her up out of the darkness. You take her hand, you guide her, you lead her, you show her, Lord God, that you are real and that you love her and that you will not leave her nor forsake her. And Father, I pray that you provide for her. I thank you so much. You are the God of provision. You own a cattle on a thousand hills, Lord. You own everything. And so I thank you so much that you have a million ways to do things that we can't see or understand. And so you know her, Lord. You know her tears. You know her heart. You know the struggles she's facing right now. And Father, I know that you are bigger than all of them. And so I thank you for providing the financial means that this beautiful person needs. I thank you for providing protection over her families, our family and friends. I pray, Lord, that you bring her spiritual growth, because I do know that, you know, the darkness can't prevail in the light. And so as soon as we have your light and we bring your light into our lives, the darkness is so much, you know, it just gets chewed up by the light that you are, Lord. And so, Father God, I thank you so much that you just take this beautiful person, this beautiful woman that was listening to this podcast right now, and you just hold her in your arms and you just let her know that you are with her and that you will never leave her nor forsake her. And Father, I pray that you guide her in the way that she needs to do, the tools that she may need to use in order to get herself out from under the darkness of depression and anxiety. Help her, give her the strength, Lord. If she has to change her lifestyle somewhat, if she has to improve a situation by, you know, making different choices, if she has to come to you, Lord, and repent and ask for forgiveness, I pray that you give her strength to do so, Lord. And I pray that you fill her with your Holy Spirit so that she can have wisdom and discernment, because so much of our life is dependent on the choices that we make. And if we don't understand that there are bad choices, or if we don't understand that there's consequences to every choice, we can really take a wrong trail, a wrong road. And so, Father God, I thank you so much for helping her to know the right way, the right choices to make, the right changes to make in her life. Because, you know, Father, as much as prayer is the most powerful thing, you've also given us a brain. You've given us a brain to be able to do things. And you expect for us to make moves and make changes in our life. You've given us this body that is able to take on tasks. You've given us a brain that is able to understand things. And so, Father, I do believe that even though prayer is the answer, and you are the healer and you are the provider and you are everything, Lord God, I also know that you want us to do things with our life. You've called us to do something. You've called us to stand up and make a difference. And in order to stand up and make a difference, we have to be, you know, the best that we can possibly be on our own. We have to have strong mental health, strong physical health. We have to have a strong connection to you spiritually. And so, Father, I thank you for just taking this dear woman and just breaking off all the bondage that she is under, breaking off the darkness, Lord. I just pray a hedge of protection around her so that the enemy cannot reach her, Lord, and that she has some moments of reprieve, so she can hear you and feel you, and more importantly, take action on what you might be telling her to do. So thank you, Lord God, so very much. And I just ask that you continue to show me the miracles that you work, and let me be a witness to those who are listening to the podcast, Lord. And I thank you so much for just helping me help this woman in whatever way that I can, Lord. I thank you so very much. May this blessed podcast be all in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we pray now. Thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, friend. I love prayer. You know, I don't know how you felt after hearing the prayer, but I love to pray. If you are not a praying woman, and you feel the call, you feel that pull on you, then I'm just gonna ask that you open your heart. Just say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to be closer to you, but please help me because I don't know how to do it on my own. And I know that that is a prayer that will be answered immediately. If you seek God and you actually ask him to help you have a relationship with him, he will. He moves mountains, moves heaven and earth to make that happen. So I hope that this blesses you, like I said. And I also, if you need more prayer, if you need, you just want to draw closer to the Lord, just reach out. Melanie@ditchingdepression.com and email me or reach out to me on the podcast. And I will definitely, I can hook you up with Bible studies. I can pray for you. I can help you in all kinds of ways that way as well. So take care. God bless. And I will see you again on the next episode. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.